The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice. For any of those, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, a woman discovers her dream of night dancing on the roof while pregnant might have been more of a reality than a dream. How does anxiety and losing teeth in your dreams connect? Also, a woman sees her unborn child at various stages of life while pregnant. What does it all mean? Those stories and more on today's episode of Dream Meanings. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meanings to share your dream story with us so we can talk about it. Of course, you can also submit your story through our website at dreamingradio.com, dreamingradio.com. That is our official website to get your dream stories to us. Let's go to our first letter of the day. And today it is kicked off with Michael. Michael says, I have a dream I'd like to share. First off, this one took place months before a second one I will submit in the future. I want to say I've been wanting to share this with your show, Real Ghost Stories Online, for some time, yet have avoided doing so as it's more religious than paranormal. I have some paranormal stories I'll be recording in the near future to send into that show. However, for now, I'll tell you my first dream and send in the second later. Feel free to edit. I'm an EPP on Real Ghost Stories Online and wish you great luck in this new podcast adventure. I have no context to the dream. It simply started. I'll do the same. Darkness. An all-enveloping darkness surrounded me as I sprinted forward, knowing not my destination. I could feel them behind me, reaching, grasping, almost as if toying with me. I knew they could catch me if they chose to. I was prey to be played with before being slaughtered. The lucidity of this dream lended to my assessment that it wasn't a mere dream. I could not shake it, mold it, or stop it. They chased me before, only to have me wake up before being caught. In my youth, I invoked them, asked them to come to me. They never obliged. I was stupid in my younger days, trying to gain power or control over my life and surroundings. Those days had since passed away, given up on long ago. However, here I was, running for my life and for my soul, I felt. These demons, which clawed with shivered hands, reaching to keep me in their company, and I had to escape. Though not seeing, I could feel walls to my left and right funneling me along the path to which it led. I did not care without sight. I saw their hands gray and decrepit, grasping upon the nape of my neck. Without sound, I heard their jaws gnashing, gnarled, pointed teeth, straining from their mouths to bite my ankles. Without thought, I knew their gait, ever long, effortlessly marching faster, catching my stride, my fear rising as hope of escape fades. I feel I've reached the end of a long hallway and spill into the larger room, with these literal demons following in my wake. Suddenly, I hit a wall in the darkness. I quickly turned to face my attackers while sinking slowly to the floor. I began to cry, huddled against the wall. The demons sauntered closer, snapping their jaws, taunting, waving their long arms. I closed my eyes and wept, one step closer than the others, and knelt down before me. I could feel all around me the air grow cold. I could feel its icy, withered hands touch me slowly, raking a long claw like a nail across my arm and up to my hands, wrapping its fingers around it. It pulled and pried my hands from before my eyes, which I kept tightly closed. My heart raced, knowing I'd be soon devoured. The demon reared back just a bit as if inhaling, then lunged forward, its face barely a millimeter from mine, screaming an unearthly, unnatural screech. I still did not hear nor see anything. However, in my mind, I saw, heard, and felt everything. The demon raised its impossibly long arm, claws spread, ready to deliver the death blow. As I saw my fate coming, I felt a strong tingle radiate from my insides, from my head to my toe. The silence was broken as I summoned the ability to scream Christ at that very moment. On my left, I turned my head to see brilliant light begin to emanate forth. A long sliver of pure white light, no less than 20 feet tall, broke into the room, illuminating the three demons perched above me. I could see what appeared to be a set of solid, golden doors decorated with intricate and ornate carvings. I cannot begin to understand the doors as they burst forth swinging wide. The blinding light forced me to close my eyes and cover them quickly. With the light came a rushing wind, deafening, roaring, louder than I could have ever believed possible. The divine wind hit me, pushing me further against the wall, scraping my hands and face as if it had particles of sand in it, though I knew it was just wind. I tucked my head to the right and curled into a ball. However, just before I did so, I could see in the corner of my eye the three demons shield themselves before being dissolved away. I awoke as the rushing wind continued to grow stronger. Before I knew the doors, they slammed shut, and I was in my bed, safe and awake, my heart thumping fast and painful. I've never forgotten this dream, as I have all others. I know for certain this dream wasn't just simply a nightmare. This would mark, however, the awakening of my faith and a turning point in my life. So I asked, so what was going on in your life at the time of this dream? He said, nothing particular was going on. Life was normal, just moving along. I was losing up my resistance to Christian things. Long story short, I left the church. When I say church, I mean Christianity as a whole, in my very early teens, and set out to discover a religion or belief system I felt fit me and made sense. I went through the right-hand religions, through pagan religions, through Satanism, and ended with Buddhism, which isn't a religion but a belief system. However, I never stuck with one and eventually just didn't have any. However, I still resented the church and didn't want anything to do with it. Slowly started to change, and I developed whatever attitude towards it. It wiggled its way back into my life, and I started changing, and then this dream came out of nowhere. I always wanted proof, and I got it. What I'm curious to know is, what do you guys think? Having heard many dreams, I was wondering what your opinion was on my situation. My opinion on the situation. That's always the question. Well, there's certainly a couple ways to look at it, and I think it does justice if we talk about the various ways to look at the dream. You certainly sound like you're looking at it from more of a divine aspect, or more of a supernatural, paranormal aspect. With the vivid account that you gave us, I certainly do not discount that you really felt that this was more than just a dream, that maybe this was something that was to bring you back into the specific religion, Christianity, that you had left. And I'm not going to discount that. I'm not going to say that that's not what it was. I don't really discount a whole lot on this show, unless it's just really out there, like I'm trying to think of some, like the gerbil in my house was trying to give me a secret message to kill a celebrity, or like, then that's you need to get some help. This is not that. So I could certainly see the area where that would make sense. The other thing that I think we need to look at here, and I think sometimes the two can certainly work hand in hand, and that's more of a psychological look at it. It sounds like you had really been seeking out for quite some time a religion that made sense to you. If you were brought up in Christianity, you were very likely brought up with a church that talked about demons, that talked about the imagery that you you described. That's very much sometimes the stuff that will be shared and taught even with young children. And I say all this, and it's not maybe every church by any means, but I say all this just from my own experience of growing up in a Christian church, and some of the, I'm just thinking back of some of the coloring books and some of the stuff that we had in like Sunday school and stuff. And some of it could be kind of scary for a young child. But at that point in time, I remember, things like that being taught. And maybe still are. Some of it quite vivid, and I could see creating that fear, that dream, especially if you had left the church, that there's a certain amount of guilt, a certain amount of, comfort maybe back there you may have been searching for, and it manifested in the demon imagery and the demon chasing you. To then end up leading you, although you not knowing that this is what was going to happen, that suddenly, problem solution essentially presented itself in the dream, but very vivid, and especially something that if you're taught from a very young age and is essentially brought into your fold and your consciousness. Those are going to be very, what would be the right word I'm looking for here? I guess you're just kind of core thoughts, core beliefs, and core things that your mind will always go back to. Things that have been taught to you at a very young age. And if religion and Christianity and some of this, the imagery of that was there, it can manifest itself in different ways. So I can totally see how this would be a conscious thing or a subconscious thing where you're with you essentially trying to find what is the right religion for you, if that's the right phrasing for what you were trying to do and trying to find. And that this was kind of your mind subconsciously saying, I like this one best. Let's go back to there. And that's how all of this, this came about. Either way, I think both could work hand in hand. I'm not saying one is, you know, completely bunk, and I'm not saying the other is completely the only way and the only answer. I'm just saying, I think both aspects of that deserve to be looked at as for what your mind was doing to push you in a specific direction for something you were certainly seeking out. Thanks for writing in that letter and giving us a chance to talk about it and think about what was going on there. Do appreciate that. Phone number here is 800-606-7193 to share your experiences with us. You can also write it on our website, like I said, dreamingradio.com. Let's go to our next letter. It comes into us from Laura, and Laura says, I have a reoccurring dream of being pregnant with a mermaid. I've never been pregnant in real life. I can feel the mermaid use its tail to turn, swim inside my belly in a loop up towards my lungs and back down towards my navel. When the mermaid reaches the bottom of its turn, it thumps, which shakes my pregnant belly and hurts. I can feel the pain in my dream as if it were happening in real life, and I'm terrified of the mermaid tearing open my stomach. I've only dreamed of my stomach ripping once and liquid gushing out, but last night I had the same dream, only I was pregnant with two mermaids. I said, what was going on in your life when you had this dream? I said, I recently caught my husband's cold, but I haven't been sick every time I've had this dream. It seems to happen randomly. I've never been pregnant, and I'm not afraid of the pregnancy birthing process. I've also considered it might be brought on by a stomach ache, but since I've kept track, that hasn't been the case. Any questions? Why am I pregnant with a mermaid? Why does it hurt so badly? And is a mermaid... why is a mermaid trying to be born? What does this mean? Why have I had this dream more than once? Well, I do think there's I think you might have answered some of your questions in that letter. Could it be sometimes brought on by the cold? Could that be the trigger, the stomach ache that then brings this imagery to life? Because obviously it sounds like, and you said, it's a reoccurring dream. It comes up. Is that what triggers maybe something from a much more young time, a time of more immaturity where this thought may have gone through your mind as a child of, what if I have a mermaid? Realizing that's not a possibility, but your mind still kind of goes back to that in a subconscious way. And maybe it is, I know you say you're not afraid of having a child, but you've never been pregnant, and you made that clear several times. I wonder if there is a tinge, though, of fear of the unknown with that process, which is completely natural and normal to have. There's nothing wrong with saying that and admitting, you know, you're curious, you're a bit scared, you're a bit nervous about the process. Obviously, you're married and you're an adult, so it sounds like that could certainly become a possibility at some point in the very near future. And I think this may just kind of be an underlying fear, which is making itself known. And you going through the process of one, two, the pain, this and that, what is it going to feel like? And I think it's just your mind trying to reason and trying to prepare yourself for what it may be like. I don't think it's your mind thinking you're actually going to have a fish child. But I think it's just some of that childhood imagery combined with adulthood and what may be in your near future. I don't think it's necessarily a premonition of you're going to be pregnant soon. I think it's just your mind trying to work through what that experience may be like. I think it stems back quite a ways where the mermaid ended up being the imagery, but then is triggered with simple things like a stomach ache when you have a cold. Thank you for taking the time to share that experience with us. Trenton writes into us, "This is not very long or detailed, but over the course of my life, I've had a reoccurring dream of losing all my teeth. The manner in which I lose them is different each time. Sometimes I lose them in a fight, sometimes because of bad dental care, sometimes at random. It just happens. One tooth comes out and slowly I lose each of my teeth. And at the end, I am distraught and emotional, trying to figure out how I'm going to continue life without teeth. I know this is silly. It may not even be used, but if you find it interesting, I'd love to know another perspective. I've researched and know to no avail. Thanks. I'm an EPP over at Real Ghost Stories Online and excited to see how this show does." So what's going on? Says, "It's intermittent, so I can't recall specific events. Every couple of months, the dream drops in." Any questions? Says, "Just maybe some hints as to what maybe it could mean, or any opinion in general." I guess my first question for you is, do you suffer from any sort of anxiety or anxiety disorder? Because this is a very common dream for folks that suffer from that. And it also makes it, I think, sometimes difficult to identify then what is the trigger for the dream. Because quite often, folks with anxiety, myself included, I'll have dreams somewhat similar of the teeth falling out. And sometimes you really have to go, I don't feel like I'm anxious about anything right now. But the thing is, folks that have anxiety a lot of times are so much more anxious than folks who do not suffer from that, the idea of no anxiety or not being anxious of something is actually, I think, quite anxious compared to folks that are not, because normal or little anxieties is pretty high for other folks, and then can trigger things of that nature. That's just some of the joys of being an anxious person. So I'm wondering if that's part of it. I think it's probably just something that triggers in life. If you're an anxious person, you can be triggered by so many different things. And then it can manifest itself in a dream like that, that has nothing to do with your teeth or dental work or dental care. But that seems to be a good go-to in our minds as far as how it ends up coming out in dreams. So I would identify that, and if at all possible, you know, look in and seek some sort of you know, help for your anxiety to try and get that a little bit more under control. And I'm not saying what you should do or should not do, but certainly anyone with anxiety, there's cognitive things that you can do. There are certainly other things as well. But it's all a matter of what your doctor would recommend. So, yeah, talk to a doctor and see what they suggest. You know, at the very least, maybe go and, talk to a counselor or someone of that nature and get some direction, as far as what may be helpful for your specific situation. Cause some of this stuff can get under control. It certainly can. But make sure you go through the right steps to get there. Let's go to another caller here in just a second. First, our phone number again, if you want to call in your dream story, 800-606-7193, 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream story with us. Of course, you can do it on our website as well, which is dreamingradio.com. Next letter today comes in to us from Heather, and Heather writes in my dream, I woke up in a hospital bed surrounded by little girls in white hospital gowns. They were of all different ages. I understand that they were all the same girl at different stages of her life, and she looked just like her father, was staring at me with saddest eyes. I felt compelled to confront her and offer an explanation, but I couldn't. I had just woken up in this dream and just as quickly seemed to wake up out of it. What's going on in your life at the time? She says, I was living in California with my fiance when I fell in love with a bartender I worked with. I became pregnant as a result of this affair and was freaking out. I was 3 weeks along, 3,000 miles from my family, and in the worst predicament I'd ever put myself in. I'm not a religious person, but I did a lot of praying at this time. One night in particular, I took a walk along the desert road, praying out loud to God for guidance and forgiveness. Just then, I was passing underneath a streetlight and I stepped on a pacifier. It stopped me in my tracks. The streetlight was like a spotlight on it. I took it as an immediate sign, and right then and there I decided to keep the baby and move back east to raise it. That night I went to bed, woke up from this dream, and began to miscarry. What questions do you have about this dream? I have a few takes on this dream and would like to know your opinion. Number one, our bodies sometimes know what's going on before we do. Perhaps this dream was my body signaling the miscarriage to my brain. Number two, God knew what was in my heart. Perhaps it was determined that I wasn't ready, and he called an angel back home. It sounds dark because miscarriages are often a somber experience, but in my heart I felt that this was merciful, almost as if God knew what an abortion would do to my conscience. Although while under the streetlight, I decided to keep the baby, I still had an appointment scheduled to terminate. Number three, I believe my daughter wanted to show herself to me before she left. She wanted to say goodbye. What is your input? Well, I think it might have just been your mind analyzing what life would be like at the time before you miscarried, having the child. And would you regret having the child? Would you be happy? Would this child have a good life? And I think it's one of those things where any responsible adult, and it sounds like you certainly are, you run things through your mind of your child at different stages in their life. What are they going to be doing when they're little? What are they going to be doing when they're a teenager? What are they going to be doing when they're a young adult, when they're a middle-aged adult, an older adult? And will my guidance that I gave them help them along that path? And I think you may have been simply sitting there trying to analyze what your skill set was and your capability of raising a child would be. And I think you may have in your dream the representation of the child being at three different stages in life standing next to your bedside. I think it was you in the bed, and I think it was your child standing next to the bed at what you had envisioned as different stages in life. And would you be happy with your decision? Would you be looking back as this being a good decision, a bad decision, a proud decision, or would you be regretting it at the end, essentially, when you look back on your life and go, did I make the right choices? I think this was really you analyzing in your dream, am I going to make the right choices? Am I making the right choices? And that, I think, is what it was. I don't think it really, I know what you're meaning, and I could be completely off. Where was it, your body letting you know that this was going to be a miscarriage? Was it something on the line of being supernatural or paranormal coming to say goodbye? You know, all of these things are certainly possibilities. And I'm not discounting it. If I were to just to give my opinion and my thoughts, I think it's your mind. It was analyzing, your decision making and where will you be at a different point in your life? Should you go forward with what information you had at that moment in time? I think that's probably what it was. Minds are so tricky to determine, like, why can't it just be more straightforward? Here, think about it this way. And let's use a lot of symbolism instead. Thanks for sharing a very personal story. It's a very difficult situation to go through. I understand from personal experience too. Thank you for that. Our phone number is 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream experience with us. Of course, you can also write in through our website, dreamingradio.com. Continuing on, our next letter on today's episode comes to us from Rachel. Rachel says, hey there, Rachel from Dallas, Oregon here. I'm writing in the story of the weirdest dream and thing that's ever happened to me while asleep. To this day, it still weirds me out. I woke from my sleep feeling startled and quickly noticed that my arm and hand were raised up, palm flat, pointing straight at the ceiling. I felt really freaked out by this and pulled my hand back, pulling my blankets over me to seemingly keep my hand safe inside of them. I don't have a history of doing weird things while I sleep. I have a history of sleeping like a log, barely moving or waking at night at all. So this disturbed me a bit. A few nights later, I was getting ready for bed, and it may seem unimportant, but what these details will come into play. I straightened my hair. I'm Irish, and my hair is naturally curly, so I straightened it at night so it would be easier to style the next day. If it gets wet at all, it curls up. I opened my bedroom window about an inch. I love the smell of the rain, and it was raining hard this night and the sound of the city while I fell asleep. I had a very strange dream that night. In my dream, I was out on my roof. As a teen, I hung out on the roof a lot. I could just step out of my window and be on the roof. It was like an eave thing that wrapped around a quarter of the house. In my dream, I was running from one end of the house to the other. And right before I reached the edge of the house, I'd stop hard in my tracks. Mind you, I was 7 months pregnant, and it was raining hard. I went back and forth on the roof a few times, but not just running, leaping and skipping, and then always stopping as I reached the edge of the roof. Then I just stopped, took a seat on the roof in front of my bedroom window. Rain poured down on me, and I sat rocking back and forth slightly and watched the city and admired how the streetlights lit up the leaves and rained on the surfaces. It seemed like I sat there for hours, but who knows how long. Strange thing is, I had a sense that this was so much more than just a dream. It was the only dream I remember having that night. When I awoke the next morning, the strange dream was fresh in my mind, but I quickly was distracted by how cold my room was. It was usually hot, hence the reason why I always went to bed with my window cracked. I looked up at my window and saw that it was wide open. My heart began to pound, and I started to freak out as I further examined myself. I'd gone to bed with pajamas on, but they were now on my floor, wet. It was like one weird realization after the next. I looked at my feet, and I had tiny bits of moss and dirt in between my toes. Then I looked in the mirror, and my hair was curly as if it had never been straight the night before. I passed that day in shock. It was obvious to me that some part of that weird dream had actually happened. It happened almost 9 years ago, and it still trips me out to this day. So what was going on? Says I think it all started while I was pregnant. I was 18, living at home with my mom in our old Victorian house that I now currently reside in. The house is haunted, and during that time this dream happened, I had a few other weird dreams about a ghost girl and a demon creature in my room. A few nights after the dream about the demon, I was sleeping in my room, exhausted for a long day at work at the retirement village. Questions? I've always wondered just how much of the dream was me actually doing that stuff. The evidence kind of points that way, which is a little disturbing to me. I'd love to know what you all think, even if the story doesn't make the cut. I'm super excited to see where this podcast goes and listen to it. You guys are awesome. Peace, and God bless you and your family. How much of it took place? That's a good question, and a scary proposition as well, especially being the state that you were in, being fairly along in a pregnancy and running and skipping around a roof at night in a semi-dream state. Yeah, that could end very badly. Thank God it didn't. It's hard to know exactly how bad it did get. It makes me wonder if maybe you were just out there. Maybe you just went and sat out on your balcony and then the rest of the dream continued. But it is obviously hard to know. What did it mean? What does it all hold behind it? I think it may have just been part of you letting go of your childhood. If this was a place you often went to and found peace and solace and enjoyed it, it sounds like, in theory, you were enjoying yourself on your roof in the dream portion of it, not in the possible reality portion of it, and then suddenly stopping at the edge. I don't know if the edge represents the new change in life, the new baby. Obviously, that is something that completely changes your life and changes everything you know about your past and where you came from and how your life was and how it gets completely different. And I don't know if it was simply a representation of you were stopping and being responsible and not doing anything crazy in your life or anything of that nature to hurt yourself, you know, inadvertently. But you were stopping right at that edge while kind of still reflecting on your past and not quite ready to take the leap into the new world of being a mom, but preparing for it nonetheless, if that makes any sense. I think that might be where that all comes from. Thank you for sharing the experience with us, and thank God nothing bad happened there. That could be, you know, that's one of those odd things where if something horrible were to happen and you were not to survive, you know, people would be looking at that going, well, was it a suicide? What, you know, what, why would she be out there? I don't think a lot of times, sleepwalking, especially if you have no history of it, is necessarily the diagnosis that would be given to such a situation. Thanks for sharing. I understand why it's troubling still to this day. Our phone number here at Dream Meanings, 800-606-7193, 1-800-606-7193. Be sure to press the subscribe button, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, whatever it may be. That helps us grow the show. And if you don't mind, leave a comment in the iTunes section. Or whatever platform you're listening to us on, hopefully a positive one. That again, it helps us grow the show and get you a better show as we get this thing off the ground. Continuing on, Philip writes in, about 6 months ago, I dreamt that I was just doing normal house chores in my North Texas apartment when I heard sounds of things falling off shelves. As I went to investigate, I felt that I wasn't alone and felt a ghostly presence with me. I announced to the air that I wasn't afraid of it and it should leave. The ghostly presence shifted from a sound to sight, and a huge demon-looking creature appeared in front of me. It was large, very muscular, and had the typical horns on its head. It almost resembled the character Hellboy. It growled at me and stared towards me. I backed up to the wall that was behind me, and I prayed. The monstrous demon seemed to recoil at the name of Jesus. I then became bold and a bit braver and yelled, "In Jesus' name, leave this place." And the demon's body seemed to receive some sort of electrical shock at the mention of the name, fled the room. It ran through the apartment and out the door, slamming it behind as it left. I ran after it and went out the front door. When I got outside, it was running away in the parking lot, and I shouted it, saying, "Jesus." Whatever I would yell the name, the demon would stop running, and it would look like it received an electrical shock. I called out the name several more times, and it ran away to make sure it never came back. Then I woke up, and the dream was over. So what was going on in his life at the time? Because he was dealing with the eventual loss of his mother dying of cancer. Any questions? None really, but I thought it was amusing how it seemed to get shocked every time I yelled, "Jesus," to it. You know, and I think that may just be one of those things where if that is your religion, and this is, there's a lot of imagery in here that's very reminiscent of horror movies and, you know, rebuking the demon and these sort of actions where, you know, very dramatic things happen when that occurs. So I don't know if it's something more along the lines of just fear of what was going to be happening, kind of a darkness coming into your life, a sadness that was, the veil slowly kind of coming over. You know, when you go through something like that, it's almost like an eclipse. It's something where you go from the bright sunlight to, oh, it's coming. We know it's coming. It's no stopping the eclipse coming. It happens. It's over. You had a new experience that you hadn't had before. But things are a little bit different after that experience. And I think that may have just been you kind of looking at the darkness that was coming in and trying to fight it off subconsciously. And that's how it was represented through a lot of imagery and a lot of things that you're already familiar with. Doesn't necessarily mean there was really a demon in your life or something of that nature that you're fighting off, by rebuking it. Probably not. It's probably more so the imagery that was representing kind of the darkness coming in and you having the strength, I mean, the way that you even phrased it, to fight that off and to be able to move forward. Thank you for sharing that experience. Our phone number, again, if you want to share a dream with us, is 800-606-7193. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your story there, and we may play it back on a future episode of Dream Meanings. Angela writes into us, "Since I was a young girl, I've had some very vivid dreams. I shared one with my grandpa, and he said my soul probably left my body at that time. During the day, I should leave my bedroom door open," which as a young girl, I could not wrap my mind around this, but still do. I have troubles doing that to this day. The dream I'm sharing is from when I was a young girl. My uncle had recently passed. I had a dream that my family and my four aunts and their families were all on a bus. Everyone was laughing and having fun, but no one but me noticed my uncle was on the bus. The bus was dropping each family off at their house, and at each house, one of my aunts and her family would get off. We got to the house of my uncle, who recently passed. My aunt and their four kids, my cousins, got off, but my uncle did not. I started to cry seeing his face and how no one noticed him but me. He watched me, and he watched them as we pulled away. My house was next. We really did all live in the same small town as kids, so it felt so real. When we got off the bus at my house, I stalled because he was still on the bus alone, and I could see he could not get off the bus. Last thing I remember is the bus pulling away with him looking out the window at me with his hands up to the glass. He never said a word, but I felt he knew only I could see him and was saying he was still with them. I haven't shared this dream with more than three people in my life. Thanks for letting me share. I also shared my story about the man on Real Ghost Stories Online. It's nice to be able to share with others who won't think you're crazy. I'll share another dream again soon. Thanks again, Angela from Michigan. So what was going on? Says I was just a kid, but I feel it wasn't that long after my uncle passed. Any questions? Do you think it's just a dream or my uncle came to me because I was the only one in my family who could see him? Well, I'm honestly not going down a paranormal road with this one. I think that this is probably just your mind as a child. When I say small mind, I mean small person. I don't mean you're a small-minded person. I mean it was just you're a child, and you're trying to process life and death and a family member that passes that's close. And I think that may just have been your mind using imagery and using what it knows from the physical world to reason with you, to give you a sense of comfort as to the reality of what had just happened. So I honestly don't know or believe that it was paranormal or him coming in a dream to say goodbye. I think it was you trying to process the situation that was very obviously real and going on in your life at that time. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. We do greatly appreciate it. That wraps up today's episode of Dream Meetings. If you have a dream to share, I'd love to hear it. 800-606-7193. Call it in. Or you can always go to our website at dreamingradio.com and you can share it that way. Again, press subscribe. Help keep us on the air. Help spread the word about our new show. We can only do this with your help. That's how our original show, Real Ghost Stories Online, has been fueled, and that's how this one will be as well, with your help and you're letting other folks know that this thing exists. So please help us in any way you can if you like what we're doing. 800-606-7193, the phone number again, dreamingradio.com, our website. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dream Meetings.